The Gemara Masechta Temura, that Beis HaMabeis, asks the question by Rami Bachama, Katan Ma'a Shiyomer, does the Katan have the ability to do Temura? Ask the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the situation that we are referring to? Ilayim B'Katan Shlagia, Loinus Nadorim, are we talking about a Katan who is not yet of age, that his the Dorim should be valid, then there would be no room for this question. The Kivan Agdushiloi Agdish, since he can't make anything into Hegdish, a Mure Mamer, is there a possibility for him to make a Tamura? A Tamura is only based if something is Hegdish. El Ki Kamibayle, what must be the question referred to? It's referring to a situation about a Katan Shigil Oinus Nadorim. A cotton who is of age that his nether should be valid. Mi aminan, do we say, kimen da'amamar, since, as the Gemara taught us, Masech Erchin, the Pasuk says, ish kiyafli neder erkechon nefosh l'Hashem, ish means a godel. So ma tamaloyme kiyafli neder, why does the Torah add the words kiyafli neder? L'rabbis to teach us, Mufla Somachlish, the Kadosh Kadosh, that he has the ability to make a Hegdish. So now the Gemara's question is, Midig Dushi Magdish, since he has the ability to be Hegdish, Amuri Nami Memer, he has the ability also to make a Tamura, Adilma, Kivan Labar Onchenhu, since even though he is able to make Nadorim, however, if he'll make a Temura, as we learned in the Mishnah, he won't get Malkus for that. Like Mitzvahs, that's why his Temura is entirely not relevant. When we speak about this halacha of a Mufla Samach Leish, who is even though not Bar Mitzvah, not Bas Mitzvah, the halacha is they can make Nedarim, there's a fundamental Machloikis, Rishonim. Who is considered a mufla samachlish? Rashi says a mufla samachlish is a boy who's 12 years old. And as the Rambam in Hilchos Sedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Aleph teaches us, a girl who's 11 years old. However, Tosfos Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Ilema, says that we know that to be considered a godel, you have to be a boy 13-year-old with two sires, a girl 12 years old with two sires. So says Tosfos, if a mufla samach leish is a year before the boy is a godel, a year before the girl is a gedola, it's not enough that they should be 12 or 13, 11 or 12, because maybe a year from now, they yet will have not brought Simonim. So we have here a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, as soon as the boy is 12, the girl is 11, they are in the category of Mufla Samach Leish. According to Tosfos, no, not necessarily, because it may not yet be within a year of the Bas or Bar Mitzvah. The Brisker Rav explains that this question, this Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos, speaks to a fundamental issue. What does the Saris represent? That according to Tosfos, the Saris are what make you a godel. And therefore, until we know for sure you had the Saris, you're not a godel or ktana. Rashi says it's the years, the age, which is the primary factor in determining godels. The Miches Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis, Ois Yud Beis, discusses the situation where cotton was magdish, a carbon, and then he says, Kol Aroitz Lahava Homi Yov Yomer. Whoever wants to make this animal into Temura may do so. And a godel then came and did the Temura. Will that be a valid Temura?
So he says, according to Tosfos, that if a person himself can't make a temura, he also cannot say kalaroitz lover lohama yovi yomer. So since as our Gemara, as we're learning, is not clear if a cotton can make a temura, similarly, somebody who will say kalaroitz, similarly, if he makes a declaration of kalaroitz lohava yovi yomer, that he can't, it will not be valid. Because the Mechas Chinuch says that the declaration of Kol Aloitz Lohama Yov V'Yomer is based on Shlichus. And the rule throughout Shas is Ein Shlichus L'Kotten. A Kotten doesn't have the legal ability of appointing a Shlich. But, says the Mechas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, that the declaration of Kol Aroitz Lohomer Yovah V'Yomer is in the category of Nesinus Rishos. It's not a Shlichus. So it could be that the cotton has the ability, if the cotton, even though he can't make a Temura, maybe he is in the category of Nesinus Rishos, which really opens up a much more fundamental discussion. We learned, based on a pasuk just now in our Gemara, that a mufla samachlish, whatever the age, as we discussed, the machlokes rishonim is, has the ability that his nedarim are considered halachically valid. The shaylos hatshuvos Rav Pa'olim Chelik Aleph Yoridei Sim Lamed Ches discusses the following situation. He discusses a boy, gives the exact age, who's 12 years old and 4 months, certainly in the category of Rashi and Rambam, of a mufla samachlish, who was not well. And the doctor prescribed that he should eat a certain food. His father comes home and says, this is what you need to start eating. This boy refused to eat it. And he made a nether. I will not eat this food. The father waited a couple of hours until his son should calm down. And he sat down with his son and he explained to his son that this is what you need to have to get better. Now, after the son was a little more relaxed, he understood what his father was saying. But now we have a problem. He made a nether. And our Gemara teaches us that a nether of a mufla somach lish is considered a valid nether. What do we do? So the Rav Pa'olim quotes a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Naziris, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, that discusses, do we say that just like a cotton can make a nether, could he be shoyl on his nether? Or maybe there's a special din that he can make nedarim, but he can't be shoyl on nedarim. So the Rav Pa'olim says it's not clear that it can be shoyl on the nether, and we have a very serious problem. The Shaul Zatshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Chof Tes, Ois Gimel, wants to say that certainly a mufla samach lish can be matan nether. Because were the halacha that a mufla hasamach lish can't be matan nether, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, when it paskins that a mufla samach lish can make a nether, should have said that. And therefore, he seems to take a more lenient approach, that his cotton can be short, can be matted in nether. But then he quotes some cipher that he has to wait until he's a gadol. So we have here three opinions. One opinion is that a mufla samach lish can be matted in nether like anyone who can make a nether. Hataras nadarim travels together with the halacha of making a nether. And if you can make a nether, you can be mat a nether. We have a new shot that he can make
be matan neder, but he needs to wait till he's a gadol. And then we have the opinion of the Mishnah Lamelech, which the Rav Holam wants to be machmer with, that he can never be matan neder. What is it based on? It's based on the halacha of when we learn in our Gemara that a mufla samach lish can make a neder. How do we understand that din? Do we understand that din that a cotton, that the Torah teaches us that even though he's a cotton, and b'chol ha-Torah kula, the halacha is that a cotton is not considered by a das. As far as Hilchos Nedarim, there's a new category of a mufla samach lish that we do consider him a badass, or is the halacha that there's a special din for the darim, for nothing else. So the obvious nafka mina would be kribi matar neder. As the Mishnah Melech says, he can't. The most poskim are more lenient. The Shal Shuv's binyan tzion hachadoshes and other rishonim bring rayas, that other achroyim bring rayas that he can be matan neder. And then we have the opinion of Sam Seifer, which is also the opinion of many other achroyim, the Beis Yitzchak, the Ksav Seifer, the Chesed Lavrom, the Miches Yitzchak, that they say he has to wait until he becomes a gadol. And in fact, that's why I saw the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that he says that cotton ketanim should not do hataras nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as the minig is that we all do hataras nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ketanim should not do hataras nadarim. And there's two reasons. One reason is because it could be that it's hataras nadarim, as we're learning now, is entirely not valid. Furthermore, even if his Hataras Nadarim is valid, the Shlomo Zalman suggests we shouldn't expose him, we shouldn't teach him the halacha that a cotton, the halacha that Nadarim could become annulled. He isn't an adult yet, and therefore teaching this would be inappropriate. Halacha Lemaisa. We have a very serious issue. It could be, based on what we're discussing, that not only is the nether of a cotton, of a mukla, some of fish, a nether, but it may be stronger than the darin of adults. Also, the question of the Mechus Chinuch may be also connected to this. If we say that mukla, some of fish, and understanding how the Mechus Chinuch understood the question according to the Rambam, that says that the halacha, the kol haroitzu l'hav ne'yovim ne'yovim, is nothing to do with shlichus, it's a declaration. So if we learn that mufla samachlish to make nedarim is a special halacha in the darim, so it's a special halacha in the darim that cannot be expanded past the darim. However, if we learn as that mufla samachlish is a level of intelligence, and because he's of that level of intelligence, the Torah allows him to make nedarim, the same way that the Torah allows him to make nedarim because he's of that level of intelligence, it could be the Torah will accept his declaration of kol haroitzu l'hav ne'yovim ne'yovim.